You can see the changes in the weather. Pretty soon they start that Red Dog mine way over there. They'll start another mine by Ambler someplace, and all the area will be lit up, and that way it will surface, and that's going to be the end of the world. You guys from up the river know that especially. And it's getting toward that time if a man like me can come and say that. So that's who I am, and that's where I'm coming from. And I thank you for having me speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy.
Tommy says, sorry, it's coming.
Yeah, hard to feel. Okay, can we go back to what he said, do you think?
We got only one question, Chairman. Tommy, last summer, you know, towards the fall, city council, you passed a ordinance to have local hire, and that ordinance is flexible to be able to work for this area and Cottonwood. What kind of support would you have from the mayor, borough side, for this ordinance? Because I think it's one of the first ordinances in Alaska that maybe that was workable.
I know I read that it was 50% local hire. That's half, but I'd be greedy and I'd say I want 75% local hire. That's how I would support it.
Thank you, Tom, for your interest in our future.
Thank you.
We thank you very much. Next, we'll have, who's the other one now?
Chuck.
Frank.
Steve.
Chuck.
Frank.
Chuck, he's out, Chuck.
Yeah.
Who's the next guy there? Steve Lee?
Steve Lee, yeah.
Steve Lee, okay. We'll hear from you next, Steve.
Okay. Thank you for having me here today. I'm pleased to stand up in front of you and tell you my feelings for running for borough mayor. And I'll start out by telling you who I am for those of you that don't know who I am. My name is Stephen Lee. I go by Steve Lee. I've lived in this area since 1965. I came here as a boy of 17. I did not grow up here. My father is Harold Lee. I grew up with my mother in northern Minnesota, and I came here as a young boy in high school. I've lived in this area, like I said, since 1965, with the exception of the time that I was in the military. I'm married to Aggie. If you know Aggie, Jack used to be Minnie Gray's daughter. We have three children. We've been married for 18 years. The oldest boy now 17, Nasrup, Steve Jr., the daughter, Sonia, son McGunna, and the young one, Eric, he's 7, Kutlu, that's his name. Aggie works for Manaluk, EMS emergency. I'm running for borough mayor because I feel that I can do a good job, and I want to do a good job. There's some important issues that are going to come about here in the next few years, like the ex-mayor Mr. Schaefer said, and also candidate Tommy Fields. I have a good job, and people ask me why I would resign that job to be borough mayor. Presently, I'm the airport manager, state employee, have security, make money, family is happy. Why would I give that up to be borough mayor? Well, in the past few years, I've been approached many, many times to run for school board, for city council, for many different things, and I've said no. I feel it's important for me to devote my time to my job, and I've done that. For about the past year, I've considered running for borough assembly by people that have asked me to do so. So several people have asked me to do this, to run for borough mayor, from all walks of life, not only Milwaukee people, but Native people in the region. And if they trust me, then I trust myself to do this, and I feel that I would do a good job. Like I said before, I'd want to do a good job. I work hard. I also feel I'm qualified to do this. My present position is airport manager for Cottsville. I have worked at this job as airport manager for 6 years. Before that, I worked as an equipment operator, etc., for the state in the same capacity. So, total of 14 years here. And before I go any farther, I'd like to apologize for some of the members not being here today due to runway conditions and etc. in Deering. I had to close the Deering Airport yesterday and Buckland Airport due to snow. I didn't want to jeopardize their safety for money. I feel that we could wait, and they can always be here at the next meeting. No taking any chances. Anyway, I feel I do have the qualifications to be the mayor. With my background in administration, running the airports in the area, dealing with people, safety issues, etc. People trust me. If they didn't trust me, I wouldn't be in this job. If I make a mistake, everybody would know about it, and I wouldn't be here. So people trust me to be in the capacity I am, and I trust them. It works both ways. There are going to be several issues facing the borough in the next 3 years. This term of mayor is 3 years, and that's as far as I'm looking. It's 3 years. The Red Dog issue, I am for Red Dog. There's no doubt about it. It has taken a lot of work by a lot of people to get to where we are today. You can thank Mr. Schaefer, you can thank yourselves, you can thank a lot of people, Mr. Newland. There's been a lot of people behind the scenes and a lot of issues that and obstacles they have overcome to bring that to where it is today. And there are going to be more also. It's not going to be easy to keep that there, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. It can be done. So I'm for Red Dog. I could see why any candidate would want to stop the Red Dog project. Other issues are the drug and alcohol issues. That has gone on not only for 50 years, it's gone on for 100 years in society. It's not just here, it's all over. But something definitely has to be done. I have a young son now who smokes marijuana. I know he smokes marijuana, and it's created problems for the rest of my family. The young girl, she sees it, she's exposed to it in school. The little boy, 7, he sees it, so something has to be done. Any form of government should be supporting a stance on drugs and alcohol. I look in the paper and I see the state politicians approved this law to have marijuana. Well, from the start, this was wrong. They're sending out a signal that's saying it's okay to do this. Well, now they're going back and they're saying, well, we're gonna go ahead and make it illegal. But on the other hand, this other group is saying, well, it's gonna cost too much money. It's gonna cost us $25 million to enforce this. Well, how can they compare money against what it's doing to people? So a push would have to be to eliminate these problems. And it's not gonna take just the work of the mayor, it's gonna take the work of everybody. I think that the borough needs to work with each community and village individually, because each village is different, has its own personality and governance. The borough has been silent more or less to this point, but it will be faced with making some tough decisions for the villages within the next 3 years. The state is cutting back on financing for many of the things that we have here in Kotzebue and the Nana region. Buildings, programs we've been accustomed to. And some of the leaders in the villages will be coming to the borough, to the assembly, to the mayor. I mean, what are we going to do? Some of those issues are going to be there, and it's going to be some tough decision making. I would like to be a part of that, and I think I can be a part of that. In my 14 years working here as a state employee, I've come in contact also with a number of people within the state government. I know some politicians, I know many, many people. And I think that would be an advantage for the area, for me knowing people. Like I say, I could bring to you hard work. That would be my platform: hard work, honesty, leadership, and the desire to do a good job. I would work hard for you. And that's what I have to say. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer.
Does any one of you have any question or something? Comment?
Thank you.
Not,
for your time.
We thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve,
yes.
How heavy you drink yourself? Tony said he got only a six pack and that's it.
Well, I drink beer. That's about it. I go out occasionally. I went out on New Year's Eve, etc.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Next, we'll hear from Chuck Green.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Elders. I think most of you know me. My name is Chuck Green. My grandfather was Andrew Green, an Oloftuk. He pastured in some of your villages when he was alive. I think all of you know my mother, Kat Green, who worked at the hospital for over 30 years. Just to give you a brief rundown of my experience, and I just want to tell you that it's difficult for me to tell you or to try to sell myself to you, because I've never had to do that before. All the things I've done, all the work that I've done in the past has always been in the background, and I've allowed other people to take the leadership. I always tell people I lead from behind, and that's been my philosophy: to keep a low profile, but to work hard and to help my people. So for those people that say that they don't know me, or for those people that say, who is Chuck Green running for mayor of the borough, I feel I've done my job by keeping a low profile if they don't know me. But I feel good about the things I've done. From 1975, when I got out of the service, Steve and I were in the Navy together, and we were on the same carrier. But we never did see each other, it was so large. When I got out of the service in 1975, I came home, and my intentions were to go back to school and get a college degree. However, I started working for Maniluk, and I worked for Maniluk Association for 8 years in various capacities, starting with the EMS program, and we developed that. I worked my way up through the health department, and eventually The last 2 years working for New York, I spent at the Cotsfield Senior Citizen Center as director there. And that was probably the most rewarding part of my work there. From 1983 to present, I worked, I was appointed to the Governor Sheffield's office here in Cotsfield, and I've been there through the Sheffield administration. I'm continuing to be there for the Cooper administration. I think throughout those 4 years, I've made contact with some of you, and I've traveled to all the villages here in the North Slope as well, in various times, depending on the situations. And, we've tried to make that office visible. We've tried to help when we were called upon, and a lot of times we just took the initiative to do things anyway, because that's what we're put in office for. Like I say, it's difficult for me to boast or even trying to even tell you what kind of experience I have, because it's not the way I like to do things. I like people to see me for what I am, for the work I've done in the past. But I've, fortunately, I spent 2 3-year terms on the Cotsfield City Council, and I've gained a lot of experience there as far as municipal government is concerned. And that experience can be applied to federal government as well. Currently, thanks to you and the other people in the region, I currently sit on the Charter Commission, and that's a very important part of the borough right now, because the Charter Commission is they're mandated to write a home rule borough charter, which will come before the voters next year. Currently, we're in a first-class borough, and the Charter Commission is currently drafting up a charter to go before the people, which will be a home rule borough. And there again is I've been very fortunate, because I can see some of the problems that we're going to have. The Charter Commission will be traveling to the villages this month and next month to listen to all your concerns, all the needs, and whatever you feel should be in the charter, within the charter. And I feel I have an advantage over some of the other candidates, because I sit on that Charter Commission, and I'll be traveling to the villages to meet with you and listen to your concerns. But I think above all that, above all that experience, above all the training that I've had in the past, I think the basic ingredient, the basic quality that a person in this kind of capacity should have is caring for the people. And I think I have that quality. For the candidate that makes it for the next mayor, I don't think you as elders or the people of this borough should expect us, whoever makes it, to fill the shoes of John Schaefer. John, I don't think any of us can. John is one person. He's done a great job as president of NANA, as mayor of the borough. I think he's genuinely and sincerely concerned of the people. And sure, everybody's not perfect. All of us have our problems, we have our weaknesses. But I think as a group, as when we get support from our elders especially, and our people in general, I think that that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps us working. I, at one time or another, have had the occasion to speak to all the candidates. We've worked together. Frank and I have sat on the Village Corporation board together. I think there's mutual respect between all of us. I think the goals that we have mentioned, or the issues that we have mentioned, we all want to reach. We just have a different way of getting. Thank you for this opportunity. I think you know deep down who that person would be, because you've got the experience to tell what kind of people are around. I'm sorry, I apologize for being so nervous. That's all I have. Unless you have any questions.
For me, I'll be sure to check the thing.
Chuck, only one question. The same question that I asked Tommy. What kind of support would you have to that ordinance that we passed this summer? Would you work it through the new commission that was formed, or would you be, you know, influenced in some way to have somebody enforce it?
Okay. What was the ordinance again now, where I stepped out? I think when you're asking the question to Tommy, I stepped out. I didn't hear the ordinance.
Well, I asked him what kind of support he would have for that ordinance that we passed here in Cottonview, you know. Because that ordinance would, you know, help the whole area in Cottonview, you know. And this is one of the first ordinances that I think is going to be workable
as far
as Alaska.
Was that the employment ordinance?
Yeah. Local hire ordinance.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, well, local hire has always been a priority, and like I say, I sit on the council. Elmer and I sat on council along with Tom's father, Art. And that's always been a priority for any council, including the councils and villages. And that would continue to be a priority even if it's addressed in the borough. With the Red Rock project, naturally that would be a priority for any mayor to try and implement.
I guess my main question is, Chuck, that if there is any similar ordinance in other villages, would you, you know, help so that they could be effective and be supported in some way by the village?
Sure. That's kind of what the Charter Commission is mandated to do, and that's to listen to those kind of concerns and to try and draft and write something to the current or the Home Rule Charter to address those kinds of things, and whatever the people want, whatever the people think are issues and important to them now and in the future, that's what we want to put in the charter. We want to make it acceptable to everybody. It's got to pass, you know, the voters through the voters. If that's a concern that all the villages want us to address, then that's what we would do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chuck. For last candidate, Frank Stein.
Okay.
sorry to take too much of your time, and I just noticed something that we have mostly full-blooded infection in the elders and their representatives. And we keep hearing why that we're having problems with our employment and everything throughout our areas and counties that everybody mentioned. And it's really hard to try to follow speeches given by all of the other candidates, because they're all have due credit. And they're all concerns of ours. I have a prepared statement to you, and then I'll continue on with what my purpose is to run as mayor, borough mayor. I feel that I will be able to represent and administer the concerns of the people of our borough. The person that is elected as mayor has to be strong, understand his responsibilities, and be dedicated to his people. I feel that I fill all of those categories and would like the opportunity to serve you people. That would be my statement, and that's going to be my platform for running as mayor. It's really hard to try to think of what else that you can bring up other than what all of the other candidates have already brought to your attention. I feel we all have the same common interest. Just like Chuck said, we have the same common goals. We all may have different ways of reaching those goals. And ever since I was a young man growing up in our area here, we always looked and we were taught to respect our elders. And I'm following you. You're our leader. I'm following you. Not too long from now, I'll be sitting probably, I hope, in one of these, in these capacities right here. I see some of them that are not, maybe even younger than me right here already. And I respect them for taking the interest to represent the people, especially in our area. I really don't have any more to add other than to thank you again to have the opportunity to speak and appear before you. If you have any questions, then I'll be happy to answer.
If not, we thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
We thank you all for being here with us for your interest in becoming a mayor. So, whichever one of you is elected, the elders will write to you about our concerns. So, think about that. I may not be here, someone may be chairman, but I'd like the rest of the elders to remember that. We'll write to the mayor, next mayor of our borough. Okay, you can go now. Good luck to every one of you.
Thank you again.
You all, most people don't know which one.
Yeah.
Let's just go all the way up to the back.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll remember you, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, to follow the river. Ne yor tut. Ne tam na glan pagina yai put nalle ne yao me pan. No go we been up digne na ho we go. To wala ne yor hol wit. Wa me trun ka man na. Lo po tiene ne la pa le rat no tap ten na ke up digne. Amore tamanna ta ku ti ne raksha e put tam na hol man na. Drawing rooney road. Tak nama kita nail lepas yang lalu begitu dia hari yang begitu. Okay. Since there are a lot of new for the next final route, the next one on our agenda is setting priorities for fiscal year 87.
That should be 88.
88.
That's, yeah, it should be 88.
Uh-huh.